Section 7, the National Library Service, otherwise known as NLS, Stream Player Activation, and Book Download. In this section, we will talk about the National Library Service as a content provider for book reading devices such as the Stream. The National Library Service, or NLS, is the Braille and Talking Book Library located in the United States. People who are blind or physically handicapped can have access to this. They just need to register through their local library. The National Library Service has a large library of books up on the internet that you can download. It is free to NLS patrons as long as you become a National Library Service member. And what I'm going to show you today is how to actually get on the National Library Service website and authorize your VictorReader Stream. Once it's authorized, how to actually download a book from the website to your computer. And then once it's on your computer, we're going to use the additional application that comes on your Stream CD called the HumanWare Companion to transfer the book from the computer to your VictorReader Stream. The National Library Service requires that players be authorized with them before they can actually play the content. So that's what we're going to do now. Okay, so now I am on my browser. I went to Internet Explorer and I am on
Google.com.
So I'm going to go to the address bar by pressing Alt-D as in David.
Alt-D.
And I'm going to type in NLSBARD
Start, period.
Dot L-O-C
Log, period.
Dot G-O-V and press Enter.
Gov, Enter. Please log in.
Okay, so now I am on the National Library Service webpage. If I go to the top of this page by pressing Control Home,
please log in.
It tells me to please log in. So I'm going to go to the first edit field. By pressing, I'm using JAWS for Windows on my computer here, so if I press E for edit,
email address, colon, edit.
It needs my email address, so I'm going to type that in right now. Oh, so I type that in, I'm going to hit tab.
Tab, password, colon, password, edit.
Okay, and I'm going to type in my password. And press enter.
Star, 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 forms mode off, enter. Bard main page, the Wisconsin, the.
And I am on the Bard main page. At this point, I can do a search for anything that I would like to do. If I go through the edit fields here,
search the collection, colon, edit.
It says search the collection. I could type in a keyword. I can keep going through my forms by pressing F as in Frank.
Go button. Browse by author's last name's combo box.
So you can search by author's last name. It's a combo box that you can choose the letter of the author that you have. So you do, let's say you're looking for a John Grisham book. You could find the letter G in the drop-down box and press Enter.
Go button. Browse by book title combo.
You can search by book title.
Browse by subject combo.
By subject.
Go magazines by type.
And you can search for magazines as well. In this case, we want to actually look for our account settings. So the link that we're going to look for is the one that says update my account setting. So we could go through the page and arrow down until we found it, or we can enter our links list. To get into the links list in JAWS, it's insert F7.
JAWS dialog, links list dialog, links list view.
And this will show us all the links on the page. In this case, I'm going to press U for update account settings.
View recent update account settings.
And there it is. If I press enter.
Enter. Update account settings, eight links. Up.
And now we're on the account settings page. At this point, I can find the link that says add a purchase player. So to do that, we do the exact same process. Insert F7.
JAWS dialog, links list dialog, links list.
This will be a list of all the links on the page, and I can just press the first letter of the link that I'm looking for, which is add a purchase player. If I press A.
A, add a purchase player.
There it is. I press Enter.
Enter. Purchase players for
list. And now we're on the purchase player list. And in this case, it's going to be a drop-down box that, or a combo box that's going to have a list of all the purchase players that we want to choose from. So to find any form element, I'm going to just keep pressing the letter F, as in Frank.
First name, colon, edit.
This is going to go through all of my information that I look for. In this case, I can also look for a combo box because I know that it's a combo box that has a list of all the purchase players. So if I press C.
State, colon, please select the type of player you will be using, colon, combo box, F, book, port.
Okay, and now it has a list of all the players that will play the National Library Service books. In this case, I'll press enter on the combo box to enter into forms mode.
Enter, forms mode on.
Now, if you have a specific version of JAWS that does not require you to do that, you may be able to just arrow up and down until you find it. I'm going to arrow down until I find VictorReader Stream.
Astral, Apex, Hims, Level, Miles, Humanware, Victor Reader Stream.
And there it is, Humanware Victor Reader Stream. Once I have it, I'll hit Tab.
Tab, Submit Player Request button.
And if I wanted to submit this, I would press Spacebar right here, and my submission would be complete. Once I've actually submitted the player request, National Library Service then submits all of your account information over to Humanware, and you'll receive an email from Humanware with a form to fill out. And all you do is just simply type in your serial number, your email address into that form. Once you fill out that form, we will then email you a authorization key. And I'll show you how, once we have the authorization key, exactly how to authorize the stream. So now I've waited the appropriate 2 business days after I've made my request to the National Library Service. They've sent my information over to Humanware, and once Humanware has received my information, they sent me a brief email that has a form in it that I just simply type in my serial number and my email address, along with there's a 5-digit code that the National Library Service sends me in an email as well that I need to put into that form. So I did all that. I filled out all that information. And now that I filled it out, Humanware has sent me an email. And in this email is going to be an attached file that's called a KXO, which is your NLS authorization key. And I'm using Microsoft Outlook to demonstrate this. Your system may be different. You may be using Gmail. You may be using Outlook Express. The concept in general is very similar. So what I'm going to demonstrate now is how do I take that attachment from the email, which is my authorization key, and how do I put it onto my stream's SD card. Now before we begin, there's 2 ways to get this file onto the stream's SD card. First, I could take that long USB cable that came in your box, and I could plug the small end of that USB cable into the top left side, to the left of the SD card slot is the mini USB port. The top right side is your power jack, and you'll find out that that doesn't fit in there. So top left to the left of the SD card, you plug the small end of the mini USB cable, you plug the large end into your USB port on your computer, and you need to do this when the stream is turned off. Once it's connected, you'll turn it on and it'll say player connected. At that point, your stream then will show up as a removable disk. It shows up as a removable disk just like any other thumb drive, SD card, anything like that. The other option is to do what I'm about to do, which is simply plug in an SD card reader. I took the SD card out of my stream because I'm using the stream right now to do this recording, and I have an SD card reader in my computer. The concept is exactly the same. I just don't have to use a long USB cable. Once I plug in my SD card reader, it will show all the folders and files that are on my stream SD card. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to plug my SD card into the reader. We hear it recognize. And I get a message that says
Windows can perform the same action each time you insert a disk.
So it's giving me a removable disk message, and the one that I want to choose, it gives me a list of options. I can choose to open something with Windows Media Player or to do nothing. The one I want to do, I'm just arrowing down,
open folder to view,
is the open folder to view files. That's just going to let me look at the SD card.
Enter removable disk left parent E: right parent.
Okay, so now we're looking at the Victor Reader Stream's SD card, and I can arrow down. This is just a Windows Explorer window. I can arrow down and we'll hear the folders that are on this card.
$VRDTB.
Okay, so $VRDTB. That folder is specifically for Daisy Talking Books. Anything with a Daisy element to it, like the National Library Service, books from RFBND, books from Bookshare, they all go into that folder.
$VRMusic.
$VRMusic is obviously for your music. So MP3 files, any audio files can go in there.
$VRNotes.
VR Notes is where the recordings are. For instance, I'm recording right now on the stream, and my recording is going to go into that folder.
$VR Other Books.
$VR Other Books is for instance, the books maybe you get from like Barnes & Noble, the MP3 books, those kind of books with audio associated to them that are not Daisy, they can go in Other Books.
$VR Podcast.
And VR Podcast is a spot for if you are a podcaster, you like to collect those same type of audio files, you can put on there as well. Okay, if you're an Audible member, you'll see a folder called $VR Audible. Now that I've shown you the folder structure that's on the stream, you'll notice everything starts with $VR, okay? You just simply copy and paste the files that you want into their appropriate folder. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to demonstrate exactly how do we save my email attachment to this SD card, because that's all we need to do is we save the email attachment to the SD card. The email attachment, remember, being the authorization key to authorize our stream to play the National Library Service books. Once I've saved that on the SD card and inserted it into my stream, the stream will authorize it automatically and I'm set to go. I'm going to go back to Microsoft Outlook.
Alt tab, leaving menus, inbox-Microsoft Outlook.
In Microsoft Outlook, we'll see that I have a new message. I just sent it to myself.
Unread, attachment, NLS authorization key.
Okay, so there's my NLS authorization key. If I open this up.
Enter. NLS authorization key.
And now I'm in my message. Okay, now the normal message would have a list of instructions on how to do this. Since I'm doing this now, I'll just demonstrate how we do it. There's two ways to do it. I personally prefer the way that I'm going to show you, which is through the file menu. So I'm going to arrow up, or I'm sorry, I'm going to hit the Alt key to get up to the menu bar.
Menu bar, file F.
And file's my first option. If I arrow down,
menu.
I'll open up the file menu. And we're going to look for the option that says save attachments.
Send control plus enter, save control plus S, save as dot dot dot, and save attachments dot dot dot.
I'm going to press enter.
Enter, file sub menu F.
And remember, I'm using Windows XP here, so your system may be a little different. It's asking me, where do I want to actually put this, okay? Well, when I plugged in my SD card, my SD card showed up as my removable disk E, or my E drive. So I need to tell it first where my SD card is. So I'm going to tab through my dialog box.
Tab, save as type, colon, combo box, all files left.
Okay, so it's asking me what type. That's not what I'm looking for.
Tab, save button.
That's the save button. We're not ready to do that yet.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, save in colon, combo box, my document.
Okay, so it says save in combo box, my documents. Well, we don't want to look in my documents. That's not where we want to save it. So we want to actually arrow down and change this to my removable disk.
My documents. Apex, my network, removable disk, left parent, E colon, right parent.
Okay, and I arrowed up until I found all my drives, okay? If I arrowed up again,
DVD drive.
There's my DVD drive.
Local disk.
There's my local disk. So I'm going to go back down to removable disk.
DVD drive, removable disk, left parent.
And press the Enter key.
Enter.
Now, if I tab to the list view, it'll show me all the VR folders that are on my removable disk.
Tab, tool, tab, my recent dot tab, folder view, list view, not selected, dollar VRDTV.
Okay, so that sounds familiar. That's the dollar sign VRDTV. Now, I don't need to save it in any of these folders. It just needs to be saved on the SD card. So all I'm done at this point. I've selected my removable disk as my SD card. I can simply tab to the save button.
Tab, file name, colon, edit, combo, minus one, plus. Tab, save as type, colon, combo, tab, save button.
There's the save button. If I press space.
Space. Blank.
I'm done. It's saved. At this point, I can close out of Outlook.
Alt F4 Windows.
I can go back. I think I still have my removable disk open if I Alt-Tab through my Windows.
Alt-Tab, Google, Alt-Tab, Jaw, Alt-Tab, If, Alt-Tab, Law, Alt-Tab, HT, Alt-Tab, removable disk left.
There's my removable disk. Now, if you don't know where your removable disk is, for instance, I'm going to close out of it and go back to my desktop. Let's say that I had closed it before and I need to find it again. Okay, if I want to get back to my removable disk, my SD card, I'm going to go to My Computer on my desktop.
Oh, my computer.
And press Enter.
Enter. My computer. Folder view, list view.
And now I'm going to arrow through my drives.
Local disk left parent, C colon right parent. DVD drive left parent, D colon right parent. Removable disk.
There's my removable disk. If I press Enter.
Enter. Folder view, list view. Not selected, dollar VRDTV.
So now we're looking at all the files that are on my SD card, and we'll notice that the last one on here.
And a stash NLS.pilotkey000.
It's my NLS authorization key. All we need to do now is remove my SD card. And once I've removed it, I put it into the stream, turn the stream on, and you'll hear it say three user keys process. That tells me that the stream has been activated and I'm ready to start downloading books. So now that we actually have the stream all activated for National Library Service books, we actually need to get the books downloaded onto our computer. So I'm back at the Bard main page.
Bard main page.
And at this point, I'm going to use some of the tools that the National Library Service has created to allow me to look at the most popular books, okay? I'm an avid reader. I do enjoy mystery novels, and one of my more favorite authors is John Grisham. And I was looking at this earlier, and I saw John Grisham was in the most popular books list. And so we're going to see what other people are reading. So the nice thing about this page is that I can press the letter H repeatedly until I find the most popular books. So I'm going to press H.
Bard main page heading level 1.
And the reason I can press H is because everything in this page is broken up by headings. So I'm going to press H again.
Find books heading level 2.
So that says find books. If I arrow down past this.
Heading level list of books at land. Visited heading level 3 link most popular books dash.
Okay, so there's the most popular books. If I press enter.
Enter. Selection by most popular books.
So now we're looking at the selection by the most popular books. Now once again, I can continue to press H to cycle through the headings on this page until I find my John Grisham books.
Most popular barred down fiction heading level 2, the confession heading level 4.
Okay, so there's the confession.
Grisham, John.
And that tells you if I arrow down again, that says that it's written by John Grisham. If I arrow down repeatedly again.
Legal fiction.
It tells me the genre. So if I arrow down again, we'll hear the description of the book.
Land. Dying parole convict Travis Boyette confesses to Lutheran minister.
I want to actually find the download link, so if I continue to arrow down.
Hot 2010. Link download the confession. DP71000.
It says download the confession, so that's a link. If I press enter.
Enter. File download.
I'm in now the file download window, and we'll tab through our options here.
Tab while files from the tab. Open button. Alt.
Okay, so we don't want to open this because our computer can't open it. It's only a book that can only be played by special players. So if I press tab again.
Tab. Save button. Alt.
That's what we want to do. We want to save this. So if I press space.
Space. 0% of download book.
And now. Your computer will have a default location where it saves everything, but you can physically tell your computer where you want to save it. So I'm in a box.
Save
it,
colon.
It says save in, and I can tab. This is just like the very similar to the box that we looked at when we were saving our email attachment to the SD card. So I'm going to tab.
Tab, save as type, colon, combo.
There's the save as type. If I tap again.
Tab, save.
We're not ready to save yet.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, save and colon.
It says save in combo box. I want to make sure that I'm saving this to my desktop. So I'm going to press the down arrow.
Desktop.
And at this point, then, I am going to tab to the save button. I can actually shift tab to it. It's faster.
Shift tab, cancel, but shift tab, save button.
And if I press the space bar.
Space, close this dialog box when download completes. Checkbox checked. Alt plus C.
It starts downloading. So we're downloading this book to our desktop. And when it's finished, I'm going to show you the HumanWare companion to actually get this book transferred to our stream.